Welcome to Mad Coast Radio, diligent dialogue, dismantling crazy, one conversation at a time. Mad Coast Radio aims to expand the public conversation on all things mental and behavioral health related. I'm your host, Susie DeKnight, mental health professional and consumer. Welcome to Mad Coast Radio. Connect with us on social media. Today is the third Tuesday in May. Tomorrow is May 18th, the day that, 36 years ago, ruined my Sesame Street birthday party. Volcanic ash raining down on your city is really stressful. Today's guest has a solution for stress. Not just stress, but depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, high blood pressure, chronic pain, and boosting creativity. The sensory deprivation float tank has been shown via research beginning in the 1950s to have many health benefits and is used by professional athletes, artists, rock stars, and those seeking a better quality of life. My guest today is Greg Lippert, LPC, MAC, Astoria therapist, and owner of Tensei Float, where he and his wife, Chiomi, hope to share the healing experiences that helped Greg when he was recovering from combat injuries. Please be advised that the conversation today has moments of intensity that could be triggering. Please listen with your best care in mind. Also, Mad Coast Radio is not a substitute for qualified help, natural or professional. Welcome to Mad Coast Radio, Greg.
Thank you.
I thought we could start with learning a little bit about you, how you came to be in Astoria, working and operating Tensei Float, and a little bit about your work here as a therapist.
Well, I ended up here in Astoria simply out, I won't say necessity. I lived in Hawaii for 10 years, and the cost of living there and constant the commute and all the traffic, you end up spending a lot of time in your vehicle. There's more to my life than basically living in my car. So my wife and I decided that we were going to look on the West Coast of places I could work, and we ended up coming to Astoria. I took a position at one of the local treatment centers, and we ended up enjoying Astoria. We love it here very much, so we bought a house, and we're settling down here. It's a beautiful, wonderful community, so that's how we got here.
And so you, tell me what you do here. I know you have a private practice, and you also operate the Tensei Floats.
So I'm a licensed professional counselor. I am trained in marriage and family therapy. I went to Argosy University in Hawaii. And I also hold the Master Addiction Counselor through NADAC, which is the National Certification Body for Drug and Alcohol Counselors in the United States. And I do have my private practice here. I got interested in floating due to my own therapy. I had combat PTSD severely when I got back from Iraq, and I ended up having to go to therapy. I had some substance abuse issues as well. And I went to therapy and took care of all this, and I found floating, and when I found floating, it literally took the healing process, and for lack of a better way of wording it, put it on steroids. It literally, floating in conjunction with the other things I was doing, massage, therapy, it literally helped me heal, and I just believe in it with everything that I am. So floating is an incredible tool that accentuates anything else a person's doing with their, you know, their health and wellness and mental well-being.
So you experienced it as a veteran, and then that led you to want to start your own.
Yeah, you know, this thought's been with me since about 2009, and in Hawaii, it's rents are just to live are very high, and commercial space is even higher, and there was just no way financially I could swing it. But this float center has been, a dream of mine, I guess we could say, since then, you know, since I floated. I remember the first time I floated for an hour, and I came out, and I didn't want to speak, I didn't want to do anything, I just wanted to feel the presence of walking on this earth, basically. The light, the colors were brighter, the sky was brighter, just food tasted better, and the effects lasted for 10 days or so, and I went back and then floated again for 2 hours, and the effects of that lasted for quite a while. Since that time, it's been something I've wanted to do, a way of giving back, a way of letting people know there's these in, these non-invasive, self-directed ways to help ourselves. And the medical benefits alone of floating are worth the price. People can use it in conjunction with massage and yoga and acupuncture, talk therapy. I think attacking it from all those different angles, that whatever the issue is, truly gives a person a way better chance of healing. So that's really my motivation for all of this.
We know that trauma especially lives in the body, and that recent research has shown that treatments that involve the body, a combination of, say, maybe talk therapy, EMDR, acupuncture, massage, and it sounds like, based on the research that I've found, that also sensory deprivation tank floating is something that they think is helpful for relieving post-traumatic stress, anxiety. What else? What do you think about that?
Well, the thought and the concept of that's just now, like anything else, it's been around forever. It's just now becoming mainstream, is the thought of, oh, it's all in our mind, when we've known it just hasn't been, like I said, it hasn't been exposed to the general population about the body. There was a quote written long ago, and I can't remember off the top of my head who wrote it. They said, as above, oh, so below. It was Wilhelm Reich. That's who it was. It just came to me. Anyway, Wilhelm Reich said, as above, so below. What that means is that what happens to us in our conscious mind, our body keeps score. I've worked in the dual diagnosis mental health substance abuse field for almost 20 years, and I can't tell you how many people that I've worked with that came in and said they had lower back pain but had no trauma, no issues secondary to the back pain. It's because they're carrying around this rucksack of emotional baggage in our body. These neurochemicals get stored in our body, in our organs, in our muscles. Today I know that we are alkaline by design as human beings. The majority of stuff that we ingest and are exposed to is acidic. We definitely have a pH level where, you know, we're 75% water. And what's really neat is one of the chemicals, the byproducts of stress, is cortisol. And cortisol is very detrimental in the blood. And that's where it resides. And floating and the lack of mental external stimulation, cortisol gets lowered in the blood, therefore allowing us to relax. Floating lowers alpha and beta brain waves and increases theta waves, which are deep sleep brain waves. Obviously, when you're in 11 and 3/4 inches of water and 1,100 pounds of Epsom salt, your muscles have no choice but to relax. It's anti-gravitational, so it's great for chronic pain. It's natural traction, so it helps with any kind of muscular back issue. Have the stress, the cortisol and the lactic acid lowered down in our body, we're able to relax. It lowers heart rate, lowers blood pressure. We're no longer constricted, because stress makes us constrict and we hold, as Wilhelm Reich said, we armor up. We get armored up and we don't even know we're holding our muscles in tense spots. And, you know, once we can relax and let the blood flow, we really heal. Aside from the medical aspect and benefits, floating is great for focus, concentration, and imagination. People use float tanks to help them be more creative, and it helps them open up to possibilities and potential, hence the name of my practice is Potential Therapy. The U.S. Army Special Forces, the Navy SEALs, all major sports teams are using float tanks for performance enhancement. It helps with weight loss, addiction. It stimulates the pineal gland. It stimulates the corpus callosum to get both hemispheres of the brain communicating better. I'm really trying right now to remember all, there's so much it does. And somebody may not, after they float, they may not even notice it. One of the major benefits, though, is it helps with sleep. It really, really helps with sleep. It's just, I can't say enough what floating does. Plus, it just leaves your hair and skin really nice when you come out.
that's a good side effect.
Yeah, it's always one. I forgot to say, too, that one of the real big benefits of floating is to alleviate and in some instances stop the symptoms of depression and anxiety and PTSD. I know it helped me. My PTSD symptoms vanished.
Vanished?
Yeah, I still have anxiety issues at times, but my PTSD, you know, my startle response, you couldn't come up behind me and startle me because you'd be on the ground. I mean, it just was that bad, you know, and that whole constant noise basically in my head, that background hum noise that runs with anxiety. You're always, you know, I was always nervous and felt like, you know, what's going to happen next? And then I'd get depressed and I'd beat myself up, and that whole process, it really alleviated all. It totally took away my PTSD symptoms to where I could manage them appropriately. Like I said, I still struggle with some anxiety and whatnot, but, you know, it continues to get better. And I float, I try to float weekly. So,
is there a recommended amount of floating for sort of best results?
I think that's left up to, again, I like to let the person who's trying to go through the process have their own power to it and empower them. If they only want to float once, and that's fine. I'm not in this field to, you know, get rich or make a lot of money. I'm in this field because I'm very passionate. I want to watch people, you know, reach their full potential. You know, like it says on my motto for my practice is realize your potential. I just want to be a person to walk along with you to help that. You know, I suggest once a week for a while, but the person will know what's right for them. Maybe once is all they want to do, and that's fine too. I mean, just like floating, you can leave the door open, you can shut the door, you know, you can turn the main light on in the room if you want, in the tank room. It's totally self-directed, and I think that's the real beauty of it. It's not, you have to do this. It's not a power and control expectation. I meditate on a regular basis, and floating accentuates the meditative experience. Some people use the terms, and the terms kind of turn people off. They say, oh, they have a psychedelic experience and all that. I don't use those kind of terms because it's kind of off-putting to someone who really doesn't know what it is, and they kind of panic and don't want to do it. It's more of a, one guy floats and he talks about having an outer body experience, and he's like, I'm just out in space, man, and it's just the most incredible place. So yeah, it definitely accentuates meditation. So yes, floating definitely accentuates. I have a gentleman here, he was the first person that floated here, and he actually, when he floats, he goes into the tank with an intention. He takes questions into the tank for things he's dealing with in his life. Could be the way he's reacting to it. I don't know. It's his thing. But he just tells me about it. One thing that we do here, my wife and I, is when a person comes out of the tank, it's not just, hey, thank you, and you pay us and you leave. You know, we sit down, we give you a bottle of water, and we just talk with you and make sure that every, you know, just not that we're worried that anything bad happened. It's just we want to know your experience. And that's really what it's about. You know, it helps with meditation. It helps with focus. It helps with creativity.
Oh, yeah, that was another thing that I read a lot about, that there's a lot of evidence that floating boosts creativity. And, in fact, professional musicians and different artists are known to be using the float in order to help with their creative process.
Yeah, and that's the part where the brains get, the areas of the brains that get stimulated, especially the corpus callosum.
The benefit of floating is can be seen for people who have chronic mental health issues or physical issues, but then it can also be used if you are a person who enjoys a lot of success and you just want to take your success to the next level.
Boom, there it is. Realize your potential.
What about kids? Do children float?
There's no reason why a child shouldn't float. However, personally, I if it was my kid, I would... You know, I don't even want to say kid. That's a baby goat. You have to excuse me. If it was my child, I would probably say about no younger than 7, 8, just for the simple fact of the brain development, what's going on at that time. You know.
You're listening to Mad Coast Radio on KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, streaming online at coastradio.org.
Really great for pregnant women. Glad you brought that up, because it's really...
Floating during pregnancy.
Yeah, most definitely. It's great because all that weight and oh, and you
like
get
your
that,
own amniotic.
Exactly. Fluid. It's like you're pregnant inside of a womb, you know, basically. That was just weird to say that, but it's true. It's anti-gravitational. You get the relief of the joint, the Epsom salt relieving the joint pain. I've yet to have a pregnant woman float, but if you're pregnant and you're miserable being pregnant, come float. It'll help you relax. Plus, the research shows about maternal psyche. If you're stressed out, you're passing on the same stress hormones to your fetus. And what a great gift to give your child before they're born is to have an alleviation of those stress hormones. I mean, life is hard. We're all under stress, you know. Money, and the cost of living's going up. I mean, just go to Fred Meyer.
Mm.
Oh, you know, eating is now, you know, you need a small loan to get groceries. Everything's stressful, and if you're pregnant, you know, and I believe in all this generational stuff, and we have a responsibility to the next generation of babies to start really, instead of just sitting around talking about all this stuff, to take action. And that's one way, I think. What a gift, though. Think about that. What a mm-hmm. gift to your baby is to be relaxed and pass on all that dopamine and serotonin. And what an incredible thing that is.
Is the float tank ADA accessible? So are there any physical disabilities?
Well, we have safety rails and all that. If some of them, say, were in a wheelchair, they would definitely need someone come with them to help them get in. It's definitely, I mean, the opening is very wide. It's not very tall. If someone were to need help, they would need to bring someone they trusted with them to help them get in.
But there's no sort of limitations on physical disabilities as long as somebody is able to physically get in.
I've never heard of any restrictions in relation to the to ADA and the ADA Act. I don't know of any. That was a good question.
Yeah. Are there any negative side effects?
None that I've been aware of.
I mean, you kind of talked about that, you know, that there people can have sort of the emotional effect of opening up, sort of like when I cry at yoga or something,
right,
you know,
exactly.
It's like you open up the heart and you get connect with yourself.
My hip pocket answer was no, but since you brought that up, you know, there's, if a person is walking around all armored up and not willing to look at what's really going on, and then the muscles are holding all this stuff and the organs are holding all this stuff. You know, the stress and whatever else is we're holding on to. It could be stuff from childhood. You know, we have an ACE study.
ACE study.
Yeah, I use that also with the seven-dimension thing I do with my private practice. But, that's why when people come out, I want to sit and talk with them a little bit. And my intention is to truly help people become aware and help themselves. And if I can help facilitate or bridge that awareness, I'm all for it. But I'm very ethical. And I'm not going to leave someone come out of this office, out of that tank, and be totally raw, and they're going to go out, you know, and not be able to handle it. I'm bound, mm-hmm. even though the tank's not covered by, you know, somebody's private insurance. I'm covered by laws and regulations, and I don't take that stuff very lightly, you know. And I just couldn't do that. I wouldn't be able to. Okay, oh, hey, thanks for your payment. See you later. I just can't do that. So, yeah, it's definitely, I think, a benefit.
Does insurance at this time, do any insurances pay for floating?
Not that I'm aware of. Again, it goes against the status quo. It goes against sitting in. It was really funny about that is, you know, insurance companies talk about how they want this benefit of therapy, but they want it yesterday, but they don't want to honor the payment, you know, of literally of help, getting the person help. And then they try to, like, it's like fighting the Vietnam War. You know, we're in Vietnam and they're in Washington telling us how to do it, but they don't have boots on the ground. It's just, and it's only getting worse. But yeah, insurance doesn't cover floating, not that I'm aware of. If anybody's aware of it, please give me a call and let me know.
Yeah. Well, I know that I recently went to a Bessel van der Kolk training in which he talked about the numerous grants that he's attempted to get, but hasn't been able to, because when he's studying or able to prove the efficacy of treatments that would potentially
work
get in the way of big pharma,
then
he's had a hard time getting funding for those studies because big pharma has such a hold on American politics.
Yeah, and then you get all the egos involved and all that, and the fear about we want more money. And I don't even get me started on Suboxone. Dr. Daryl Inaba, the author of Uppers, Downers, All Arounders, which is a book that is
very popular,
is basically the study guide for every state in the United States substance abuse counselor's study guide. I just on a sidebar on that, I'm in the process. I'm on a couple. I just don't remember what they are. And I'm getting on the insurance boards. But right now I do a sliding scale, and I tend to slide on the lower end of the scale, and that's $30 an hour. Floating is $40 an hour, and if that is not, you know, if that's not in your ballpark financially, we can talk. And I definitely, you know, again, you know, we can work that out. It's all about helping people heal. It's not really about the money. So I needed to put that out there. I think that was a good time for that.
If somebody's listening and they're interested, but they're just feeling really broke, it would be a good idea to give you a call and talk
most
to
definitely.
You.
Most definitely. I do free phone consultations. So I'm on Psychology Today. You can type in 97103, and there's a ton of qualified professionals on there. There's my friend Rory Gerard is on there. Mm-hmm. There's a number of other folks on there. I know for a fact Rory is accepting new patients as well as I. I also have the ability to incorporate floating into your therapy. I do the solution-focused, real brief, seven-dimension thing, but I also can do more extended, more traditional talk therapy. I do couples, families, specialize in trauma and addiction. I tend to want to help more veterans, but a lot of those guys aren't ready yet, and that's okay too. You know, mm-hmm. I'm here when they're ready, and I'm not the only one that can help them. So it's just, it's here, and we're having, the way I see it, and what I've been reading and hearing in the local news is we're having a mental health epidemic here in this county.
We're having a crisis in terms of treatment, for sure. If anybody reads the paper, they know that Clatsop Behavioral Health Care is under a lot of pressure right now, and that there's several investigations going on and a couple of lawsuits and questions about where
ethics,
how people can get their mental health needs met.
Yep, and we're right here.
You're a veteran.
Yes.
You know, we hear in the news a lot about, well, recent figures have been as much as 22 veterans a day are dying by suicide. What do you think is going on there?
What I'll say is not very popular, but to me it's the truth, and I've lived it. There's people sitting in places of power, and for whatever the reasons, they think it's okay to run around the world and try to impose our will and our culture on others. We lie, we cheat. This country is full of liars, cheats, and thieves, and they're in positions of power, and they make a lot of money, and they're supposedly public servants. Yes, I'm talking about politicians and presidents, and they make decisions to send young men based on lies, lots of lies, into harm's way. And these young men grow up, you know, as boys and young women, and play in army, and, you know, playing video games, but in this stuff you don't get a do-over. You know, you don't get to hit a button and go back to where you were and start over and learn from the mistake of what got you dead. They make these decisions, and we buy that bag, and I know I drank that Kool-Aid, USA, USA, and all that. And then we get told what we need to hear, and we get told what they think we need to, you know, do. We have all these laws and on people and on their bodies and all this other stuff. And this all ties into your question, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about power and control and muscle and others. And if you have the money, you can do that. So we send our young men and women off and put them in harm's way. And then while they're in harm's way, they really get to see foreign policy, because they're the screwdriver and the tool that's executing that foreign policy. And then they're trained because they drank the Kool-Aid and believed it was the right thing to do because we love our country. And you drink that Kool-Aid, and then you go and you put in positions where you have to do certain things. And then you come home, at least in my experience, nothing changed. It's all about the mighty dollar, and no one else understands. And there's a really good book, it's called On Killing. And the reason why the rates of PTSD and suicide erupted exponentially between World War II and Korea was for one simple reason, and every follow-on conflict and war since then. In World War II, guys would end conflict or have their time done, and, you know, and when it was over, they got on boats and they floated for 3 months coming back to the mainland United States in a boat. And they were able to decompress and talk about and be amongst brothers that walked in that mud and that blood. And they were able to decompress. That's why the rates of, you know, PTSD were so low and the rate of suicide rate was so low because of that. And, you know, I know for me it was like I had no choice but to join the Army. I grew up extremely poor. And, I mean, I had choices. I could have just stayed where I lived and became a coal miner and, you know, lived that life, and I didn't want that. I wanted something better. Plus, I needed to get out of where I was. It was a really bad situation. So, yeah, I ran. I joined the Army. And to me, it's all a big lie. It really is. And when you go there and you've been there and you've had your eyes open to what it really is about and just the utter heinousness of war, and you can't help but have your eyes open and you can't deny the facts. And then you come back and you can't deal with it. You can't talk to anybody about it. You know, and then you get to that point of just utter desperation that why it's so, I believe it's so high and sad. It kills me. It just hurts me.
What do you think the solutions are?
The country should be run like a 12-step program. Nobody's in charge. Politicians need to turn in their paychecks.
And so what do you think, with everything being the way it is, and I appreciate you sharing so intimately with me your thoughts and feelings about it and your experience, but knowing that things are the way they are today, what would you recommend to veterans who are trying to get help or maybe feeling like they don't know what to do? What would be like one or two things just off the top of your head that you might recommend?
Find a veteran that you can talk to, someone that's been there, whether they've actually been in the deal or not. And when I say the deal, I think veterans know what I mean by that. You know, find another veteran you can talk with. Obviously, don't hang out at the local drinking hole and try to do it that way. It's just going to lead you to more problems. We all know the VAs in the United States are having some serious issues, again, with corruption. It's been in the news everywhere. Again, money corrupts. But veterans, you know, I'm a strong supporter of the disabled American veterans. That's who I have representing me with the VA. And it took a lot of time, but, you know, I'm in a place now. I have a very good relationship. I have a good medical team on board because I am a disabled veteran. I'm a former paratrooper, so I have a lot of injuries, long lasting injuries. Go to the VA, talk to the DAV. Don't just think that it's an uphill fight. Get help. There's tons of support out there. You just have to go get it. You have to be made aware, you know, of what's out there. There's a ton of help. Mental health, there's a ton of mental health support. They actually have inpatient PTSD treatment centers. I think there's one in Seattle, if I'm not mistaken. And just don't stop. Don't settle for less because they tell you no. Don't just stop. Keep fighting. When we bring forth what lies inside of us, the genuineness, miracles happen.
You've been listening to Mad Coast Radio on Coast Community Radio. Listen at 9 a.m. every first and third Tuesday or via podcast at coastradio.org. Now, please join me in sending out love vibes of strength and support to all those suffering and doing their best to keep on keeping on. You are not alone. Veterans, we see you. We support you. Getting help is always an act of courage. If you or someone you know is feeling hopeless, not sure where to turn, thinking about suicide, please, please call 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there's someone there to pick up the phone. This is your host, Susie DeKnight. Thank you for joining me today. Be well.